as in the beginning of any race, regardless of the competitors, regardless of being human or animal. For we know the stories of the tortoise and the hare. For in the beginning, the starting positions should be taken. And whether the competitors are known last or slow, the track helps assist with their focus and their direction. For when the race is commenced, to move away from that track line means to veer from the path that lies in front. For there is no danger or recompense, for if the pathway dwindles, if one's focus is shifted from one object to another, it does not matter, for the progression has begun. For that intention that was there in the first place has been accepted, has been grasped and taken within. For with that intention and that focus, the task that lies ahead can either be an easy one or a difficult one. With that assistance from man and from spirit, you will find that the task is manageable, that the challenges and the obstacles that lie ahead are achievable and realistic. For if we look forward and not backwards, we will find that light, that pinprick amongst the silhouette that will show the direction in which one must tread. And we can understand that it is often seen as a struggle, as if mountains have been placed in front and vast canyons to cross. But without stability, without change, without those lessons, the pathway would be boring. You would lose focus and lose that sense of direction. And the assistance is not to hinder. It is not to halt the progression. It is to assist that spark, that brightness that illuminates the very essence of the mind and the soul. For within that light, ideas may come to fruition, faults that have never been felt before. Senses can often be realized. For if we stay within the shadows, not the darkness, we can often find that the greater picture is missed, is obscured from one's view. But we have to understand that although the pictorial record may be lighted, there may not be the capturing of an image within the sight. It is what lies within. It is the unseen that holds the importance. It is the unfelt that contains the inner wisdom. It is those senses we come to rely on that often hinder the progression, often hinder the pathway and its appearance. We must remember that one path may not necessarily be the correct path for the individual's journey. If one has to move backwards to the side, or has to stop still to contemplate, to take stock of what has been in order to discover what can be achieved, it does no matter. For within the summing up, within the acceptance of the pathway, within the acceptance of the companionship of the world, you will gather those thoughts, those feelings, and that new ideas, and move forward with relish, with a new understanding. And for what may be understood today may be confusing tomorrow, and what may be confusing today may be understood within days to come. But what matters is this moment, an insignificant piece of time, but your understanding, your comprehension, your trust, and your emotion will make the guidance possible. For if your hand is not outreached, how can one accept to grasp it? We cannot lead. We cannot drag you into lessons and pathways ahead. Your decision is infinite. But within this moment, within this very acceptance, the harbors of desire for truth and for that love, unconditional, all that seek to receive your patience, your acceptance will be rewarded.
Thank you, friend.